237.
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number one of the Thursday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And we'll talk to you about anything, whatever happens to be on your mind, whether it be a political issue, maybe something of a personal nature, a rant you want to get off your chest. We are here for you, 800-259-9231, and if you don't take control, then we have to bring up whatever's on our minds, and there's plenty on our minds tonight. All kinds of good stuff to talk about, including military recruiters that are just out of control. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. Don't forget to get interactive with us, though, at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with hundreds of people using it, thousands of posts for you to surf around through, so be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely fun, free, and it's at freetalklive.com.
I was just doing that before the show. I was on the
Were you?
BBS.
Good.
Checking out some posts there.
You're a good co-host, man.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Do you like it when I talk to you like the Studio Beast? You're a good, good co-host, Manwich.
I didn't have any feeling at all about it until now. Now I don't like it. Like, a minute ago, I didn't feel anything. I'm doing the sponsorship. I'm trying to pay the bills. Trying to keep the lights on here. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And the Free State Project might be a sponsor of the show, but we're all members, too.
Absolutely.
Every one of us has pledged to move to New Hampshire within 5 years of when the Free State Project meets 20,000 members, and we're going to live in the libertarian paradise of New Hampshire.
Well, it's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of activism, but it's definitely going to be worthwhile.
Well, I personally think with 19,999 people working very hard to convert it to a libertarian paradise, it shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, almost to 33% on the recruiting there at freestateproject.org. So be sure you go and check them out for some more info.
You know, a lot of people are waiting on the Free State Project till they hit a certain point. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to wait until they get halfway or,
right,
you know, gonna get close or something like that. I think that once they get to two-thirds, they're just going to rush to the end.
Maybe.
Very quickly. But I wonder, you know, now we're at a third. What are you waiting on?
I don't know.
What's it going to take for you to, you know, go out on a limb for Americans, your own personal liberties?
Yeah, don't do it for everyone else. Do it for yourself. Really.
Well,
do it for your family.
There's a greater cause, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the greater cause is returning America to the Constitution, which we have veered from just immeasurably.
No doubt.
And you know, that's the reason I did it.
And one of the reasons why we veered away from the Constitution is the fact that we've become this imperialist nation with military stationed all around the world. We're all around the world countries. We were listening to the news on the way in here to the show, and they were talking about how the military is going to close down some military bases. And they've been kind of just ponying this idea up for a few months now, I guess, just trying to decide which bases to close,
yeah.
I guess.
But they're all in America.
They're all within this country.
Let's close the ones that protect us and keep open the ones where we control other countries.
Right, we're short on cash. We need to keep all those ones in Korea and Germany and the UK. I don't even know. There's 130-something countries that we have military bases in. Over 700 of them. We're supposed to be pulling out of Korea, but...
Well, we've been there for 60 years,
yeah.
50 years. I think that it would probably only take us a decade or so to pull out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's just a glacial pace that they're going at.
It didn't take them long to get out of Vietnam, did it?
All they would have to do, they could keep all of the military bases open in this country if they just sold off the ones around the world. Anyway, all of that activity around the world does nothing but make people angry at us. And so then they come over here and bomb us, like they might have done on September 11th. And then we, of course, our government officials act as though that comes out of the blue. Well, where'd that come from?
Somebody else is going to have to die now.
Yeah, let's go invade another country. And so now we're making more people angry. And so now we've got a war going on, which isn't really a war, but everybody calls it a war, even though nobody ever declared war. That's a whole other technicality. But beyond that, we've got people dying. We've got our troops dying over in another country for no reason whatsoever, with the exception of enriching politicians and their military-industrialist buddies, basically. That's the only reason that they're there. And they're dying in the dirt over there, and it's freaking kids out. The kids that are 17, 18 years old are a little bit, and justifiably so, a little I don't know, they have a bit of trepidation about joining the military now.
Well, military recruitment is way down.
Yeah, as a matter
way,
of...
Way down.
As a matter of fact, being reported in the news today, the Army is actually, you mentioned way down, they've actually reduced their goal as far as for recruits, and they still can't make it.
Let's get realistic here, fellas.
Yeah. They only made 75%.
We've got an illegal, immoral war we're fighting over there, and nobody wants to play, so let's reduce our numbers.
They lowered the Army, lowered their goal to 6,700 recruits from 8,000 recruits. I think that was just for 1 month.
I think we should take George Bush's daughters and put them over there to fight. I mean, I don't understand why it's okay for the sons and daughters of the rest of America. And I'm not saying that they've just been picked up, although I think that the draft is a possibility. Most of these people signed up voluntarily into the military. Actually, all of them signed up voluntarily
sure.
in the military.
Well, we're going to... Just wait until you hear this story that I've got.
What?
Yeah. We'll get into that here, but I just wanted to give the statistics first on the Army. We're going to focus on the Marines in a moment here, but the Army, having some trouble, they lowered their goal by about 1,500 recruits, and they still missed it by about a margin of 25%. They only got 75% of their goal, their lowered goal. Now, that's being reported in the New York Times, and here is the other news. This is a scary one. You want to talk about kids being frightened about military service? Okay, you need to be frightened by the recruiters now. We were talking a few weeks back.
Yeah,
there was a story in the news about how the recruiters were kind of using underhanded tactics in order to gain more recruits. For instance, a kid went undercover, and maybe it was a journalist or some kid who was 17 went undercover.
I think he reported it to a journalist who then went undercover.
Maybe. Well, anyway, there was a kid who went to his nearby military recruiter to see how far they would go in order to recruit him. So he went into this recruiter's office and said, "Yeah, I'm a pothead. Can I join the military?" "Sure, we'll go get you a test clean kit. Hop in my car."
Well, let's not forget the fact that he didn't have a high school diploma either.
That was the first part. Yeah, he didn't have a high school diploma. "Oh, no problem. Here's a website. You can order one. In fact, I'll pay for half of it." They offered to pay for half the test clean. So he could get a fake diploma,
yeah,
and then he could go get one of the test clean kits, which would make sure that if he really was a pothead, that it wouldn't show up on the drug test, and then he's in. Now, of course, he didn't actually join. He just wanted to see how underhanded they would be about this. Well, things have gotten much, much worse since then.
How so?
Well, here's a story from the Seattle PI. From Susan Paytner.
Not sure what the Seattle PI is.
I don't know. Some website. Anyway, she says like a newspaper.
Sounds infinitely reputable.
I'm sure if you're in Seattle, here you go. Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Okay, that sounds a heck of a lot more.
For mom Marsha Cobb and her teenage son Axel, the white letters USMC on their caller ID soon spelled "Don't answer the phone." Marine recruiters began a relentless barrage of calls to Axel as soon as the mellow, compliant Cedar Woolley High School grad had cut his 17th birthday cake. And soon it was nearly impossible to get the seekers of a few good men off of the line. With early and late calls ringing in their ears, Marcia tried using call blocking. That's when she learned her first hard lesson. "You can't block calls from the government," her
You're
server
kidding
said.
Me.
That's what they say. So
wow.
After pleas to "please stop calling" went unanswered, they told the Marine recruiters, "Stop calling us." But they didn't listen. The family's do not answer order then ensued, which means the family told one another, "Look, don't answer the phone if you don't know the number." That kind of thing.
Okay.
Which is good. That's common sense. If you got harassing people calling you, if you don't know that number, don't pick it up.
Well, what's the worst thing that's going to happen if a telemarketer calls and you answer? And I mean, you know.
Nothing, but these guys are so pushy when you get on the phone with them. And if you're just a kid, you don't know how to handle a real hard salesman, maybe as well as mom might.
You mean like mom bringing a stripper into the house? You wouldn't know how to stop that?
Cut it out. We're going to come back with more of this. This gets much, much worse. This goes way beyond harassing phone calls. We'll come back with the rest of the story. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the Marines and their recruiting tactics. We're going to get into the details here. The story is frightening. But first, you need to go to freetalklive.com and check out our archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in, no credit card transactions, no membership, nothing. You just go get them. And as you scroll down through there, you'll
no
find...
No password?
No password.
You don't have to have a username?
No.
Nothing.
Just go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. And you can, if you want, you can vote for us over at great sites like PodTower.com. And there's a bunch of other free stuff on the website at FreeTalkLive.com, so be sure you check it out. Okay. So we're talking about a young man, lives in Washington with his mom and maybe dad, I'm not sure. But he's got a family, lives with his family, 17 years old.
Axel
is his name. The first day of his 17th birthday, he began receiving phone calls from the U.S. Marine Corps.
Now, are we to assume that Axel made no overtures towards the U.S. Marines?
It does not make that clear in this particular story. It's certainly possible.
I probably guess that.
But Manwich, now, okay, we haven't been in high school for a number of years, and when I was in high school, there was no active war effort, necessarily, so they weren't really as hardcore.
Yeah, we were going after dangerous countries like El Salvador and Grenada when we were in high school.
Going after Bosnia, you know, when I was in high school. I don't even remember for sure.
Yeah,
but they weren't looking to recruit as heavily back when we were in high school.
Didn't need as much cannon fodder at that point.
I don't know, dude. Maybe there's somebody out there who's of high school age, who's 17 or 18, who could tell us. You know, did you get a call from the Marine Corps? Because I know I did get a call, you know, when I was close to 18. I did get a call. I didn't get repeated calls like this kid did. I mean, they told them not to call. They said, please stop calling. They tried to block the calls, found out you couldn't block government calls. So they just figured they'd ask nicely, please stop calling us, we're not interested.
It seems a little weird, though.
I mean, what?
Like, it seems to me like Axel must be baiting these jarheads, as it were.
I can't imagine why, if he didn't want them to call, why would he continue to act as though he wanted them to get in touch with him? Just to play with them? Just to make his mom angry? I mean, it doesn't sound like this is the kind of kid that would want this. We'll go on as to why. It touches on why. Here we go. So they told the Marines to stop calling, and they refused. So then the family just kind of came up with an agreement, all right, if it's a strange phone number or if it says USMC on it, or United States Marine Corps, do not answer. Well, warnings and liquid crystal lettering can fade. So 2 weeks ago, when Marcia was cooking dinner, Axel goofed and answered the call. And faster than you can say, semper fi, an odyssey kicked in to action that illustrates just how desperate some of the recruiters we've read about are really are desperate to fill severely sagging quotas. Let's see what let what we learned serve as a warning to other moms, dads, teens, the cops now say. Even if your kids actually may want to join the military, if they hope to do it on their own terms, after a deep breath and due consideration, repeat these words after them. No, not now, and back off. Axel told the person who wrote this article, I've been trained to be pretty friendly. I guess you might even say I'm kind of passive. So with a comment like that, it doesn't sound like he's going to be badgering the Marines to try and get him to join.
Doesn't sound like he's a real great frontline warrior either.
No. Just after his mother and older sister, but they're desperate, man. Which, remember, these are like the same guys that...
They don't need him to be good, they just need him to catch bullets.
These are the same guys that called up the 80-year-old former doctor and asked him to rejoin.
It's true.
So he could come take care of people. Just after his mother and older sister had tracked him to a Seattle testing center and sprung him on a ruse. We'll talk about that coming up. The next step of Axel's misadventure came when he heard about a cool chin-ups contest in Bellingham, where the prize was a free Xbox. The now 18-year-old Skagit Valley Community College student dragged his tail feathers home uncharacteristically late that night, and in the morning, Marcia learned the Marines had hosted the event. Then they had him out all night, drilling him to join. A single mom with meager income, Marcia raised her kids on the farm, where until recently she grew salad greens for restaurants. Axel's father, a Marine Corps vet who served in Vietnam, died when Axel was 4. Clearly, the recruiters knew all that and more. While he was with them for this chin-ups contest, they badgered him with phrases like, "You don't want to be a burden to your mom. Be a man. Make your father proud." Never mind that, because of his own experience in the service, Marcia says enlistment for his son is the last thing that Axel's dad would have wanted. So clearly, dad got out of Vietnam and had a bit of a bad taste in his mouth towards the whole military experience.
He probably wouldn't be the only Vietnam vet that did.
And he passed that on very clearly to his son. The next weekend, when Marcia went to Seattle for the Folklife Festival and Axel was home alone, two recruiters showed up at the door.
Jeez, what are they doing, watching the house?
That certainly sounds kind of coincidental. Axel repeated the family mantra, but he was feeling frazzled and worn down. He's a good kid. He opened the door, you know, which was a mistake. The sergeant was friendly, but at the same time aggressively insistent. This time, when Axel said not interested, the Sarge turned surly, snapping, "You're making a big mistake."
Really?
Mm-hmm. Next thing Axel knew, the same sergeant and another recruiter showed up at LeConner Brewing Company, the restaurant where Axel works. And before Axel, an older cousin, and other co-workers knew or understood what was happening, Axel was whisked away in a car. Now, I wish there was more detail on that, but there's not.
Well, I'm sure they forcefully asked him to get in the car.
Yeah, there must have been a threat involved there.
Well, I'm not saying a threat.
Well, it was whatever it was. I'd be interested to know exactly how it is that they coerced this kid into getting into this car.
You know, adults have power over kids. That's just the way it is.
Especially ones in uniform and that are very authoritative. Axel said they said they were going somewhere, but I didn't know we were going all the way to Seattle. Just a few tests and so many free opportunities.
I'm not exactly sure I believe Axel on that one.
Okay. Just a few tests and so many free opportunities, the recruiters told him. He could pursue his love of chemistry. He could serve anywhere he chose and leave anytime he wanted on an apathy discharge if he didn't like it.
Really?
And he wouldn't have to go to Iraq if he didn't want to. Boy, what a great deal.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, you can say anything you want before the recruiting process.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you 40 virgins.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're using on these Taliban and
right.
Al-Qaeda folks. You know, blow yourself up for Allah. We're going to give you 40 virgins. I mean, that's the only thing the military hasn't used on these kids.
At about 3:30 in the morning, Alex was awakened in the motel and fed a little something. 12 hours later, without further...
Axel.
It's spelled Alex here.
Whoa. They took him away from his home for a day?
It looked like it was for a little while, yeah. 12 hours later, without further sleep or food, he had taken a battery of tests and signed a lot of papers that he hadn't gotten a chance to read. Just formalities, he was told. Sign here and here. Nothing to worry about. By then, Marcia had freaked out. She went to the Burlington Recruiting Center, where the door was open, but no one was home, so she grabbed all the cards and numbers she could find, including the address of the Seattle Area Testing Center. Then, with her grown daughter in tow, she hightailed it south, frantically phoning Axel, whose cell phone had been confiscated, so he wouldn't be distracted during the tests. Axel's grandfather was in the hospital dying, she told the people at the desk. He needed to come home right away. She would have said just about anything. But even after being told her son would be brought right out, her daughter spied him being taken down a separate hall and into another room. We'll find out the rest of the story coming up. Did they abduct this kid or what? I mean, he's an adult. He chose
not
to get in the car.
Not an adult.
He was 18 at this time. He was an adult, chose to get in the car. He did sign the papers on his own, but who knows what kind of duress they put him under. More coming back. This is your show.
Wow.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit System48.net.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Political issue, personal problem, pop culture, whatever's on your mind. Goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll do it till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. We'd also do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 until 10. And then there's the live Saturday show, which you get from 7 until 10. So join us for every single moment. And also join us online, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their photos because they listen to the show and we want to show them off. And some of them have sent validated photos, which means they actually are holding some sort of signage, usually, in the picture that proves beyond a reasonable doubt that they listen to Free Talk Live. In fact, we got a brand new validated Shriner. Her name is Heavenly, and she's right there on the front page. In fact, we were also sent a non-validated, a regular Shriner picture from the Jewish girl who called in.
Great.
I forget what her name is, Alexandria or something like that. I have it in the email box, and it's not in front of me right now, so we're looking for that. We're looking forward to that. Adriana.
Yeah.
From New York.
I was lost on it, too. Stuck here. Couldn't believe I couldn't remember.
Even the board operator remembered in that case. 1-800-259-9231, talking about just a almost unbelievable story. I know you're being very cynical about it, man, which, and I'm glad. That's good. It's a good thing, good way to be. But it's being reported by the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Well, you don't think that that's a somewhat, I mean, you know, Seattle, you don't think that that has maybe a little bit of a quote-unquote leftist lean to it?
Maybe so.
I mean, so
it's possible. But we've also heard some pretty crazy stories that have been confirmed about the military so far. And that's totally believable to me.
I'm just wondering, you know, what if, what's his name, Axel, you know, said, okay, guys, I'll go with you to Seattle to take your ASVAB test, but don't tell my mom. She's crazy. You know, and hopped in the car, and then, oh my God, my mom's here with her sister.
But this is a kid who... Okay.
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
It
you know?
Is a possibility, but if you look at all the evidence, you've got the father of this kid, who's 18 years old now. The father of this kid went to Vietnam, died when he was 4, and he was one of those guys that got out of the military and was not real pleased with his experience. So he sort of passed on the idea that, look, don't let my son join the military, that sort of thing. And this is not a kid who looks like he's rebelling against mom and trying to join the military because his dad told him not to. He's wearing one of those Jamaican beanie caps, or whatever you call them, where kind of all of his hair is in that big old cap and it's behind his head. He looks like a pothead. I mean, he looks like just a...
I had a mohawk in school. You wouldn't be able to tell that from the suit that I wear to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just don't think that... I don't think that really means anything.
Well, I'm just saying, just the way he looks doesn't look like someone who's cut for military service. That's all.
Okay.
And according to the story, They were trying to refuse the phone calls. The phone calls continued to come in from the Marine recruiters.
Well, that, I questioned that too from the very beginning, that the Marine recruiters would in fact waste their valuable time, valuable recruiting
time.
They're
desperate, dude.
Right.
These guys are desperate.
I understand they're desperate, but I question whether or not they would waste all this time going after Axel if Axel didn't show any interest.
Well, maybe he did. According to one of the staff sergeants who was involved,
I just think that if you make a deal with the devil, you deserve what you get in this case.
Okay, okay. We don't know for sure. We don't know all the information, but what they did, the things that we do know, are definitely very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I mean,
taking the kid in a car out from his taking him from his job.
If he was 18 or 17, that's really
18.
Well, you know, I don't have that. That's not that disturbing to me.
It's a little unusual. I think the behavior is just a little bit strange. Anyway, the staff sergeant, one of the staff sergeants who was involved, said he was shocked by the allegations of kidnapping and intimidation. Just like the upper levels were shocked that some of their recruiters would have bought potential recruits test clean kits and told them where to go buy fake high school diplomas. This is shocking. We don't encourage this kind of behavior.
See, now, I like that story a lot better because it has nice, hard facts to it. You know, it's not written in such a slanted manner against the military, which I understand where they're coming from. I agree with them. I don't think that the tactics that the recruiters use necessarily are that great, but I just think that some people have agendas.
According to the Marine Staff Sergeant, he was shocked, and they understood that Axel really wanted to become a Marine, and he'd never said no, so they claim. And maybe he didn't. Maybe he was playing with the Marine recruiters. Who knows? But according to Axel himself, he said that the Marine recruiters' relentless pursuit became a nightmare after he visited their recruiting center in Burlington. I'm actually reading this from a different story, a TV station in the area. And so getting back to the rest of the story, where he was in this recruiting center for what seemed like, it's hard to tell by the story, but it seems like it was about a day.
Yeah, it looks like about a day.
And his mom and his sister showed up because they'd been trying to call him, but they'd taken his cell phone so he supposedly wouldn't be distracted during the test. They claimed that his grandfather was in the hospital dying, which was a lie. They were just trying to get to see their son, which apparently the front desk was just refusing to allow them. And then his sister spotted him being taken down a separate hall and into another room, so just completely happened to see him while they were there.
Okay.
So she dashed down the hall and grabbed him by the arm. Axel said, "They were telling me I needed to be a man and stand up to my family." What he needed, it turned out, was a lawyer. 5 minutes and $250 after an attorney called the recruiters, Axel's signed papers and his cell phone were in the mail. "My request to speak with the sergeant who recruited Axel with the Burlington office about recruitment procedures went unanswered." And so, if you don't want your kids to join the military, just don't answer the calls. And actually, one other point of information, because you doubted the persistence of these guys, and his employer claimed that at one point, the recruiter was calling Cobb four times an hour at work.
Whoa. That's a lot of calls.
Yeah, it is.
But
especially when you're being told no.
I don't think.
And you don't believe he's saying no.
No. Why would the recruiter say, "You've got to stand up and be a man to your family," if, in fact, he didn't have to stand up and be a man for something? You know, I think Axel's in there telling us, "Hey, you know, look, guys, I really want to be a Marine. I want to be a big, tough, jarhead guy and shoot little brown people just like a good patriotic American would. But my mom, she's nuts, man. She's crazy."
It's all speculation at this point. He's not on the show. We can't ask him directly. Let's talk to Torgo in Florida. Torgo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I thought I'd be worth five drinks for someone tonight. So.
How's that?
Okay. Oh, what?
Calling in on my
the Free Talk Live drinking
game. Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If one of Free Talk Live co-hosts calls in on their night off, then someone has to take a drink if they're playing.
Well, that's not really fair when it comes to Johnson. I mean, like, people could be drinking
all the time.
This
is Torgo.
Yes. I know. I'm just saying.
I think it's only five drinks for you, Torgo, because you don't really usually call
in. It's for any co-host who calls in on their night off.
I think different co-hosts should get different amounts. I mean, like, it should be five for you, 10 for Jason, one for Johnson.
Yeah. If Jason calls in, you just got to set up an IV.
So what's on your mind, man?
Well, Ian's a bigot, primarily.
What are you talking about? Bigot against what? The government?
No, at the top of this segment, I don't know. I just thought it was funny the way how at the top of this segment, when you're like, we got a new validated trainer from, what's her name? The Jewish girl. You know, like, that was the means by which you remembered her existence. It's just like, you know, that, that
I think
Jew
that's fair.
Girl.
I think it's fair.
She was calling about being Jewish. If she was calling about eggs, I would have said the girl that was talking about eggs.
Right.
I have to defend Ian on this one. You know,
what about
yeah,
people
I think
who...
She...
What about people like me who didn't happen to hear the show that night when you're just like, yeah, we got a picture of the Jew?
Well, that's too bad for you for not listening to the archive.
We'll be right back with the fat guy.
All right, 800-259-9231, or maybe he'll drop if we're lucky. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find the updates. If you want to be kept up to date on what's going on with Free Talk Live, you just sign up. Takes you just a few moments, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's another feature for you at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the phone. We have got Torgo on the line. Torgo from Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Malich.
I'm back. All right.
Hey, have you been listening to the conversation we've been having about the Marine recruiters in Seattle?
I have, actually. I did have comments on that. I just wanted to give Ian crap for a second first.
All right. What do you got?
No, I'm saying that's initially what I was doing here. But as far as this whole Marine recruiter thing goes, I don't know that I buy this kid's story, really. I'm kind of with Manwich. I don't know that it really
hard,
went down
it?
The way.
It's a lonely place to be on Manwich's
What's
side.
What's his motivation? What's the kid's motivation? He wants attention?
I couldn't even begin to tell you because I don't know the kid personally, but I've had experience with enough military recruiters to know that, you know, it's going to be, I don't know, it's a very rare recruiter who would go that far to get something done, just like if, you know, rarer than you would expect, rarer than you make it seem on this show as to how many cops are bad cops, you know, it's the exact same type of thing. Because I can tell where you're going to go with this. You're going to say, this recruiter has, you know, has abducted this kid. Oh, look at what all the recruiters are doing across the country. You know?
Because recruiters are bad.
That.
Look, they're stealing our children. Better lock your kids down. Make sure the recruiters aren't coming to get them. Because this one guy maybe overstepped his bounds. Maybe.
Right. Well, I can see the desire to vilify the recruiters because, to my mind, they propagate a evil institution. They propagate a imperialist army that is taking over the world.
Right.
Now, I can also see, and basically they're preying upon, their target demo is a group of people whose biggest decisions have been which band CD do I want to buy and what color water bong am I going to purchase, you know?
Right.
I mean, people whose buying decisions aren't really evolved very high. So, I mean, they can get these kids early. Often, 4 years later, they're like, oh, I can't wait to get out of here. But with the stop-loss program, these poor kids can't get out of the military at 22. And they're honestly, they can be pulled back. They're inactive reserves. They can be pulled back into service at any time.
Do you think the kid was lying when he said that, when he reported that the recruiters told him, you could serve anywhere you choose. You can leave anytime you want to on an apathy discharge.
No, I don't think he was lying then. How about you, Torbjorn?
I don't know that he was lying on that one. I don't really think he was lying. I've never heard the term apathy discharge.
They made it up. Of course you haven't heard that term. There's no such thing. They were saying whatever they could say to get him to sign the paperwork. And he's kind of like a mild-mannered kid, so he probably was just kind of going along, oh, I can get out on an apathy discharge? Well, why not? I'll get a free Xbox out of it.
But at the same time, I'm kind of with Manwich again, where if he's going into this thing and this guy's like, oh, well, you can get out of the Marine Corps whenever you want. We let people go home. As a matter of fact, we'll give you a lollipop on your way out the door.
Right.
And he doesn't get that, and he doesn't read every last word of what he signs beforehand. He deserves exactly what he gets.
Okay, yes, if you don't read your contract, then yes, you have to abide by the terms. Obviously, it's your fault. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. But I mean, but either way, this is our government that we're talking about. It's not like he's buying the TV from Circuit City or something like that and ends up getting hosed on the deal. This is 4 years out of your life. And as Manwich
exactly
pointed out,
like
it could be 20 years out of your life.
Well,
it's exactly like he's buying a TV from Circuit City or buying a cell phone or buying anything else that you have to sign an agreement for. Sure, this agreement might take over more of his life than, you know, the
On those other agreements, you can bail out and have to pay a $200 fine or you know, $200 bailout charge or something like that. You can't do that with the military. It's a bit of a different kind of a contract. So a whole different animal. And they don't outline every single detail on the backside of the contract. They basically say we can change this contract any old time we want, and it's subject to the U.S. Code of Military Justice, which is probably tomes of information for him to pour through.
Right.
I mean, the fact is they're dishonest when it comes to their recruiting tactics, and that's not right.
And the other fact is that often the people that have been in the military and then turn against the military, or even people that were in the military, they take their own power out of the situation. The kid is not empowering himself. He's not saying, I have the power to say yes or no to these recruiters. I mean, he's saying that he's saying no, but everything else to me is saying that he said yes.
He's probably very meek and probably very easily manipulated.
You know, that doesn't change the fact that he's going to go over to Iraq and he's going to be one of these baby killers. That's
right.
You know, and I'm sorry if nobody likes the term baby killer. I know that every time you talk about Vietnam, the whole, they called me a baby killer, came back at the airport, somebody called me a baby killer. Well, I'm sorry, if you were in the Air Force dropping bombs on villages, you're a frickin' baby killer.
Yeah.
I mean, let's...
Probably a dog killer, too.
A dog killer, cat killer, little slanty-eyed Vietnamese killer, too.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Go.
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of a... I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for someone who's
signs a contract with the military, regardless of how the recruiter acted, if you get yourself into a situation without completely educating yourself on it, then it's on you, really.
And make a deal with the devil.
I'm with you on that, Torgo. I absolutely am. I mean, caveat emptor, buyer beware, read the contracts, understand what you're getting into, but at the same time, these tactics by these military recruiters are really, they're out of control. I mean, it is unacceptable what they're doing to kids. And they are just kids. Torgo, thanks for it, man. We all didn't know everything when we were 18, you know. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, that is definitely the case. I'm not the same person I was when I was 18.
Me either.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and this is the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for you to get on the phones and talk about anything. We've been talking about military recruiting tactics that are just out of control. I mean, they are going way and above beyond the call of duty in this particular case. And we don't really have time to rehash it because we got Steve on the line. And Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, I think talking about our troops as being baby killers is kind of a mistake here.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that just clouds over veteran eyes here is when you say, oh, everyone coming back is a baby killer because they killed babies. And that's just, it's bad because, you know, those are the same people we're trying to recruit and say, you know, this was bad, and we need those people to say, you know, what we're doing over there is wrong.
I can see your point, but don't you think that, that the statement is true in and of itself?
It's not a matter of being true here. It's being, you know, if you're following
diplomacy.
Lawful orders, no, it's following lawful orders, and, you know, if they follow, you know, illegal orders, they're obviously not going to be killing babies.
Well, every order
killing,
is illegal.
Killing isn't about legality. Following. Murder is about legality. So if I said baby murderer, we would be talking about things that are legal. But in fact, people that kill babies are baby killers.
But
right?
I think what Steven's saying is it's not constructive. I mean, it's not going to do anything towards like making them like you or bringing them around to our point of view.
But I do think but it could tell some 17-year-old that's sitting out there thinking, you know, he's kind of on the fence about going into the military. And you know what? He's right. I'll bet we did kill some people, some babies when we dropped Tomahawk missiles on Iraq. You know, the operation, what was it called, Steven?
Kill the babies.
Operation Unstoppable Force or something.
Kill those two-year-old terrorists.
This is one of the biggest things that created a rift between the Vietnam protesters and the people that were coming home. It's
right.
Because you had people spitting on them and saying you're a baby killer, and that's just wrong because it's...
I don't think it happened that often, and I, you know, I mean, the point is that I'm tired of hearing them say that, you know? I'm tired of hearing the vets always talking about, oh, we got mistreated, when in fact they, you know,
they did follow bad orders. I mean, every single order they're following in Iraq is a bad one because the war is wrong, and we're not supposed to be there. So doesn't that basically invalidate every single order they're being given?
Well, do you want to come back from a war and be told you're a sucker?
Suckers.
That's the wrong attitude here. You want them to come back and be like, yes, you know, you were duped into this, but here's something that you can do to stop.
Well, you just said they were a sucker. I mean, saying you're duped versus a sucker, I mean, it's just semantics, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's not productive.
I think it's productive in that, and I agree with your point, Stephen. I really do. I know where you're coming from, and I agree strongly with your point. But at the same time, I think that also the baby killer comments continue the conversation. If you know what I mean? I think that the conversation can very well just die, that we're in an illegal, immoral war.
I know that if I was trying to recruit someone from the military, I sure wouldn't be calling them names like that. That's absolutely the case. And I wasn't the one that used that. That was all you, man.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Steve?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, man,
we appreciate the call, Steven.
800-259-9231. This is your show. We got hour number two on the way.
I can't retract the statement, though.
No, and he's right. They were duped, and I don't think that, again, if you've got a former military person and you think about recruiting them into the Libertarian Party, they're either going to come or they're not. They're either going to be angry at the military or they're going to love their experience. And if they love it, see you later. Don't want to talk to you. More coming back. This is your show. Hour number two on the way. Take control, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.